GPS may be standard these days in cars and cell phones, but the aviation industry still relies largely on outdated radar technology. Alaska is one of the first sites in the nation to change that. The Federal Aviation Administration announced today air traffic control is officially launching the satellite-based system in the state after a long testing period. APRN's Annie Feit has the story.
Radar has worked well for air traffic control for over 50 years, but there are big gaps in the system. The radar signal can't pass through mountains, for example, so air traffic controllers have had to come up with other ways to track planes flying into places like Juneau. Hank Krakowski is chief operating officer with air traffic for the FAA. He says radar has a lot of limitations.
The way we've been running the system is equivalent to the old telephones that you had in the house 20 years ago, where they were plugged into a wall and you couldn't really move them around.
The FAA started testing the GPS system in Alaska more than a decade ago, and Krakowski says the fatal accident rate has dropped by nearly 50%.
So the safety improvements are clear and they're demonstrated, and they were pioneered here in Alaska.
Once the technology is widespread, air traffic controllers will be able to fly airplanes closer together, and weather conditions like low clouds and fog, which can slow takeoffs and landings, won't be a problem. But right now, fewer than 10% of planes in Alaska are equipped with GPS technology. Lee Ryan with Ryanair and Unalakleet was an early adopter. He has enthusiastically embraced the benefits of the new system.
It's like a Wii mixed with an Xbox. You have everything you need.
Flying in the Alaskan bush used to be one of the country's riskiest professions, but Ryan says with GPS, those days are coming to an end.
It turns us into those big carriers like United, like Delta. You know, it makes us that safe. So now there's really no more bush pilots. We're all big, safe, professional operators serving the people and those who choose to live in Western Alaska and throughout Alaska.
The system also gives pilots access to weather data right in the cockpit. Ryan says that's allowed him to make better decisions about when to fly. In the air, he says it's helpful to be able to see other planes flying nearby.
Clear weather days are when accidents happen, when people get complacent and not really paying attention. And that moving map makes you pay attention. It shows you that traffic's coming. The traffic will light up if it gets too close.
Ryan says outfitting the planes is expensive. It costs over $80,000 to install the technology in one of Ryanair's bigger planes. Some airline operators say they can't afford the equipment and have asked the government to help pay for it. But Lee Ryan says he has been able to recover the installation costs in just 1 year.
By taking out some of the old legacy equipment, archaic stuff, you know, like I invented fire, but we took those out. They're heavy equipment and put in this new GPS technology. It's 25 pounds lighter. So if we run a flight, four flights a day, you know, there's 100 pounds. If we run that for 300 days a year, that's a lot of weight we're taking out of our airplanes and able to put on as revenue.
But if the benefits to pilots like Lee Ryan are clear, air traffic controllers aren't embracing GPS quite as eagerly.
As a controller, and the controllers in this building, we're not really sure what to make of this stuff.
Tim Crowley has worked at the Anchorage Air Traffic Control Center for 25 years. He says it hasn't been an easy road figuring out how to mesh the old radar system with the new GPS technology.
Controllers and the air traffic control community has been playing catch up with this for a long time. And we're starting to see some pretty good benefit from that. But the controllers downstairs appreciate the technology, the equipage has been a little bit of an issue for us. The aircraft that have it, we can do a lot of things with. It's the aircraft that don't have it that we struggle with.
Crowley calls it a work in progress. He says the technology was rolled out in airplanes first and then outfitted to work with air traffic control centers, a process that wasn't always smooth. But he says there's no doubt GPS will be the standard across the U.S. in the next 10 to 15 years. The FAA expects to begin rolling out GPS across the country by 2013. All planes that fly into the nation's busiest airports will have to have the technology on board by 2020. In Anchorage, I'm Annie Feit.